Tuesday, 29th November 2022. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Behold, our Lord shall come with power. He will enlighten the eyes of his servant. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is Anna here with you on Mary's Castle podcast. I certainly greet this wonderful listener and welcome into a new episode of Time for the Felix.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Tuesday of the first week of Advent. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 to 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 21 to 24. A shoot springs from the stalk of Jesse, and a Zion thrust from his roots. On him the Spirit of the Lord rests, a spirit of wisdom and insight, a spirit of counsel and power, spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. He does not judge by appearances. He gives no verdict on hearsay, but judges the wretched with integrity, and with equity gives a verdict for the poor of the land. The wolf lives with the lamb. The panther lies down with a kid. Calf and lion kept feet together with a little boy to lead them. The cow and the bear make friends. Their young lie down together. The infant plays over the cobra's hole. Into the viper's lair the young child puts his hand. They do not hurt. No harm on all my holy mountain. My dear brothers and sisters, in Advent, as we prepare for the coming of the Messiah, the text gives a perfect description of the coming of the King. The King receives the Spirit of the Lord as a sign that he has been specially chosen by God. The person is filled with the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and power, knowledge and fear of the Lord. Isaiah uses other striking pictures to illustrate the peace of this reign. He shows us carnivorous animals like wolves, leopards, lions, and bears living peacefully alongside the lamb, goats and wolves that would normally be their prey. This situation is idyllic and is seen as symbolizing the reconciliation brought about by Christ and the paradise to come. The gospel. Filled with joy by the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, "I bless you, Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, for hiding these things from the learned and the clever and revealing them to mere children. Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and those whom the Son chooses to reveal him." My dear brothers and sisters, it is a privilege to be part of the group waiting anxiously for the coming of the Messiah. It is therefore, it means discipleship is a choice of God and not your own instinct to be a follower of Christ. Let us pray. God of mercy and consolation, help us in our weakness and free us from sin. Hear our prayers that we may rejoice at the coming of your Son. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix Jebafo. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with your spirit too, Father Felix.
We are very much grateful to you, Father, for bringing us today's biblical readings and reflections. Very grateful to you too, wonderful listener, for joining us on Time with Father Felix, brought to you on Mary's Castle podcast. With you from the studio has been Maria Pia and Anna Pia. And until you hear from us again in the next episode, we wish you a great day in the Lord, who shall come with power to enlighten the eyes of his servants.